Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tex Mico Rail and Engineering Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head, Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this earnings conference call on behalf of Tex Mico Rail and SKP Securities. We have with us Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee, Vice Chairman, along with his colleagues, Mr. Sudipta Mukherjee, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. A.K. Vijay, Executive Director of Finance, and Mr. Hemant Bhuvania, CFO. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Mukherjee, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. This is Indrajit Mukherjee, and it gives me tremendous pleasure in welcoming all of you to our investor call, where we are going to discuss about the company, our company, the performances, and we will be very happy to answer all the questions which you would like to ask us. So feel free to ask questions, whatever. We may not be fully successful in satisfying all your questions the way you want it, but we would, as before, we would like to be transparent, and we'll let you know whatever we feel about your questions and what your answers are. I have also great pleasure in introducing you to a new person who's joined our board, and we are very, very happy to have Mr. Sudipta Mukherjee, who joined us on 1st of June 2023 as a Deputy Managing Director. Mr. Mukherjee comes with a great track record as well as experience in the industry, and his addition to the board, as well as to the company, is of immense support to the organizations. And I'm sure, as investors of the company, you all will be also very happy to know that Mr. Mukherjee is with us and is in full swing operating with us. So, having said this word, you know that we are the railway industry is doing well, and this is an industry which is coming out with endless opportunities every year, which is in line with the government's plan, National Rail Plan, to be more specific. So more railways is trying to get more freight movement through the railways rather than from the track movement. And all this put together, I think we are one of the purpose is to reduce the carbon emission, and as you all know, that the percentage of freight to be carried by the railway, there is a target for steep growth, and we are all players in the same mission to help it to happen. So we are a part of that mission, and we feel very proud to be a part of it. The order books are full. We are also looking for new orders are flowing in. We are trying, and it's a question of how you improve your situation on the operations and how you make it available at a proper cost, lower cost, productivity, quality. These are the things which are of prime importance in our mind. Also, we also have in our mind the growth opportunities, because we also are looking at various growth areas, which are all connected with the rail segment, because we decided that we should only try to grow where our competency levels are high and not go everywhere. So putting all this together, I'm feeling that things are getting in the right place, and we are also, I think more and more days, as the days pass, we will see better results to come in. With these few words, I would like Sudipto to say a few words, and then we can open up, or we can have Hemant to speak a little bit on the financial side, and then we'll open up for to discuss all questions. Sudipto.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here. I've been interacting with you on this occasion, and this is my first such opportunity on behalf of Texmaco. So I'm Sudipto Mukherjee. I joined as Vice Chairman. Mr. Mukherjee has explained. I joined as MD from the Deputy MD from 1st June 2023. So you know, I mean, almost everything, what is the order book and all this for the company as of now. And as Mr. Mukherjee has also touched upon the National Rail Plan 2030. So actually, along with those orders, and if we talk about the National Rail Plan, so what it calls for, it touches the areas like enhanced rail network, electrification, energy efficiency, freight capacity enhancement, modern rolling stock, experience of passenger enhancement, and all these areas. So what I find that Texmaco is very uniquely placed in terms of catering to many of these segments. And when we also hear that this is not the end, I mean, every day there are certain or the other excitement in and around the whole railway industry happening in India. While we also heard, of late that railway is still aiming to infuse around 5.25 lakh crore investment towards the enhanced freight movement. So Texmaco, being the primary manufacturer and one of the largest manufacturer in the country, can have a long-term view and a plan. And of course, along with the rolling stock, along with this unique connections, collaborations, JVs, and particular focus to components, it is embarking into a new plethora of opportunities which will make the company more strengthening the way forward and its performances. And I mean, this is what it is, and it's a very exciting time for the company. While we look forward to the opportunities with a positive side, with our unique capabilities, still we are working inward to have more and more shining those areas where which will make us perform better in the coming days and unleash as much as possible and come out as one of the most preferred and one of the most successful company in the segment. So I will be very happy to answer if anything if you have, and we as a team, and I would also invite Hemant if he has to say something on the results and take you forward, and then we'll be happy to answer you for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Sudipto. Thank you, Mr. Mukherjee. Actually, the results were out on 4th of August, and I believe must be in your hand. And now Mr. Mukherjee and Mr. Sudipto have briefed about the industry. We request the floor to be open for the question and answer session. We will be more than happy to answer your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. My first question is regarding wagons. Right now we are executing around 300 to 350 wagons as per Indian Railways data. Like, we have a requirement of more than 500 wagons per month for Indian Railways. So, like, when we can ramp up on the execution side? And if you could throw some light on the margin side on the wagons, like if you look at our margins are little lower compared to our competitors. This is my first question.
So, this is Sudipto here. I mean, we have almost started making 500 plus wagons in last 1 or 2 months. You are correct that the performance were not up to the mark in the few of the months, and there are certain reasons and issues for the critical component supply, which we have only option to buy from the dedicated source from railway. And subsequently certain design and other issues, but we have started touching the 500 figure, and we are growing, and we are confident that we'll be able to consistently do it and even surpass 500. I mean, whatever the stipulation of railways, other than railways, we are will be performing immediately and touch upon other private sectors also from the recent months.
Okay, sir. So what would be the order book size as of now, and in terms of vacants and crores, and they are also forming JV with one of the European companies. So what kind of opportunities we have? The government have also announced around 50,000 vacants in coming months. So if you could throw some light on that.
Yeah, excellent question. Actually, it will sum up and it will throw open the other new things which in Texmaco we are doing currently. So how we are looking at the business? One is that with the new railway order, Texmaco was one of the largest and in fact the second largest order getter in the segment from railways. So we have overcome the initial issues of supply chain and all other things, and we have dedicated the production setup for catering to the railway requirement, as I have also answered in my addressing to you in my first question. In addition to that, it has other opportunities. Of course, as I have mentioned, that we have created a dedicated setup for catering to the domestic private sector. And you will immediately see, it has already started, but further it will be boosted up, and consistent performance in that segment also in addition to the railway. And other than that, to increase the capacity, because we have a huge infrastructure and we have other manufacturing plants also, which we were looking for in the past for right opportunities, while we are bringing in this new European JV, which will also start manufacturing wagons in the coming days and other components of the freight industry. And along with that, so we will clearly have three very good capable setups of catering to Indian Railway, as well as private segment of the domestic market, as well as export market, so and components. So these are the four areas where very clear concept of having dedicated production process and system are in process of making, and in three or four cases it's already been done, and in the JV new plant, of course, it will take a few months to set up, but the work has started.
Subramaniam, you also touched upon the order book. So currently the company is having order book to the tune of around 8,000 crores, of which rolling stock is 5,400, our Kalinti division is 1,000, Bright Power division is 550, Hydromechanical Bridges is 100, Steel Foundry is 500, other subsidiaries and joint venture is 450. So it is totaling around 8,000 crores of order book.
Okay, sir. But sir, on that steel foundry side, what will be the capacity utilizations? We are also planning to demerge our LEVC business. So when that this demerger will complete?
No.
Can you repeat the question? Because we couldn't hear it very well.
Okay. So as a state concrete side, like Marudhi,
can you use your handset mode, please?
Sir, I'm on mute right now.
Your voice is cracking actually, sir.
Okay, ma'am, I'll come back in queue.
Okay, thank you. We have our next question from the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, could you come again on the order book numbers?
Yeah, sure. The order book is to the tune of 8,000 crores, of which my rolling stock is 5,400. Rail EPC Kalindi Division is 1,000. Bright Power is 550. Hydro Mechanical and Bridges Division is 100. Steel Foundry is 500. Other subsidiary and joint venture is 450.
Okay, sir. Got it. The 515 was for?
550 was for Bright Power Overhead Electrification Division.
Okay, sir. Got it. Yeah. So sir, also, so in the outlook you all mentioned there are four key levers that you all have for growth, for the growth trajectory ahead. So one is the Indian driver wagons, second is the private wagons, private sector wagons that you all are focusing on. Third is the export wagons that you all are focusing on, and fourth is what you all said is the components for railway. Right. So wanted to understand on the fourth lever, sir, what kind of components are we involved in providing to the railways, and what kind of market size do we look at?
So once we talk about the components, basically we understand that the freight and rolling stock components, the backward integrations or whatever, so with our JV there is an opportunity to come into few things of it. So which some of them already existing, but the market was not, open in that sense, and some of them are under development. So in terms of figure, it is difficult to tell you at this point of time, but it should be around how much can we quote on the freight market? So exactly it is difficult to tell, but it will be a substantial business way forward in terms of the freight components for India and maybe for global market. Other than that, there are certain dedicated business which we are looking for, which is already existing, is fabricated components in terms of locomotives, in terms of fabricated bogies, and for all these, most of the customers are from export customers. So there we are having an opportunity to cater to the European market of freight rolling stock and other. So
this is Indrajit Mukherjee. Just wanted to supplement of what Mr. Sudipto Mukherjee has said is that, as you all know, that we have an high precision and modern facilities for making such components, which we normally call our high-tech division, and this is the right time to utilize the high-tech to its fullest, and that's what we are trying to do, is to use the high-tech facilities to cater to the component market. We may need to do a few marginal investments there, but these are all very precision and high technology machines which are going to be used for addressing to the market that Mr. Mukherjee has just now said.
Got it, sir. Also, sir, I guess by the end of 2023, FY23, we had around 16,000 odd wagons pending to be delivered to Indian Railways, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so and that those wagons we need to provide them by August 2025, right? So what is the broad production plan, and how many wagons are we planning to produce this year, or a monthly target that you all are planning to achieve by this year and by next year? So what is the outlook there for this year and next fiscal?
So far the present contract is concerned for railways, so we have a plan to supply little more than the asking rate, but it will be in the range of 450-500 wagons a month. And in addition to that, we'll be doing the other wagons.
Okay, so 450-500 wagons for supplying to Indian Railways, and in addition to that, you'll also be producing for the private sector, right?
Yes.
And export.
And
it will be totally capacity.
Component.
What will be our total monthly rate of production, sir, for wagons?
In totality, now we are in the range of 500, few less, few more, but we will see the performance. I mean, the performance is continuously improving, and we are hopeful from the current month itself, it will actually we can touch upon all these segments differently with our targets.
Okay, sir. So, I mean, will you all be able to by let's say by the end of FY24, will you be at the rate of like 700-800 wagons per month?
Look, that is always a good target to have, but as I say that the way the market is, I mean, the requirement is that Texmaco is all geared up to reach that target, but I will not say today. It's not about a forecast. I've given a glimpse from which you have been able to calculate. I'm happy, and in fact, we are working in and around to achieve that in and around with immediate effect.
Okay, sir. So basically, you are trying to say that we will be around that rate of 500 wagons per month for at least shortly.
More than numbers, you will see. Saying accurate number is of course fine, but more than that, you will see that all these three, four segments, our performance would be much more strong and bold from this month itself, and it has been in last couple of months also.
Correct, correct, sir. Yes. I mean, there is definitely a ramp up in terms of production. Also, sir, I think on one of the business channels, Hemant sir had come and spoke about a penalty or some provision that you all have made on the other expenses this quarter, due to which you all had a big impact in the EBITDA margins. Wanted to understand more about it, like, is it a penalty that we are paying or what is it exactly?
What is your question?
Can you repeat your question once more?
Yeah. So, I think there is a very low EBITDA margin this quarter, right? In spite of a very high production. So one of the reasons that was highlighted was that you all have made a provision for the downsizing of orders that was made by Indian Railways, right?
Yeah.
So, is it a penalty? Is it in the nature of a penalty that we are paying to Indian Railways, or what is it? And do we expect any further hits on our P&L in the coming quarters with respect to that?
Look, in the contract of, I mean, in Indian Railways contracts, normally what happens that you have a timeline to supply, and even if there is certain thing minus, as a matter of process, the options of the contracts are being exercised. So then there is a process of appeal, and there is a process of going into it, and while you still are on the execution of the contract, on a later date, the final decisions are being taken. So in that way, I mean, in terms of certain tranche, which the company is executing, we took a call for a deferment or to start the third tranche prior to that. So there were certain financial implications as per the contract, which were foreseeable. So to make it clear and to start with a fresh listing, we have made this provision.
So actually, let me also add to Sudhir.
Yeah, sir.
Sir, we are unable to hear you.
I'm saying that this is Indrajit Mukherjee. So in addition to what Sujukta has mentioned, I would like all of you to know that we made a conscious decision about this provision, and also we wanted to be absolutely transparent in saying that we felt that this amount that we have decided to make a provision for the time being, we have to discuss with railways further. So we are doing that because there are certain clauses which are not very reasonable, but in order to go forward, we decided that we will make this as a provision, but we'll continue to discuss with railway because we think we have very strong grounds for to argue on this amount. So that's the only addition that I wanted to say.
Got it, sir. So you all will be appealing for it, but currently you all have taken a conservative provision in the books.
Yes.
Yeah, sir. Thank you. And just wanted to know on the, are you all planning to enter the passenger rail segment or are there any plans to, venture into metro or passenger coaches or Vande Bharat?
We definitely have our aspiration to move to the passenger segment, but we have decided that instead of jumping into it, we should gradually build our competencies and then move it. And keeping that in mind, we have, as I think Sudipto had already mentioned to you, that we have embarked a new strategic business unit, a new profit center, which is the components. Now the components making and manufacturing is a very logical step towards moving into the passenger segment because that's where it would require a lot of fabrication work. So this is a very logical move to that. And then our aspiration is that there are so much of demand and opportunities in the market. We need not get into to join the fray and try to get something in a hurry, but we are preparing ourselves in the various dimensions so that we are prepared to enter into the passenger movement. So it is taking a bit of time, but we want to get it right first time. We don't want to get into a new business and start making losses. So we are so that's the situation. The answer to your question is yes, but it will little longer than immediate entry.
Got it, sir. So we are planning to move forward steadily, which makes sense. Also, sir, last two questions from my side. What is the order intake, new orders that we have taken on our board, in our book this quarter? And secondly, the new railway tender that's going to come for freight wagons of around 40,000 to 50,000 wagons. What kind of order potential, win potential do we have in that tender that is going to come?
Look, we are steadily, over the years, we are steadily focusing in a little less than 30% of the order which the, whatever the railway comes up with. And this is the first consistent order book, and with the, whatever we are executing was the first of its kind, which has made everybody to think of a long-term plan. And I think the initial planning and the homework has been done well. And once I said that we have been able to create excess capacity in addition to whatever be the asking rate of the present contract, so we'll be definitely eyeing at in the new tender for a continuity in terms of Indian Railway order book, healthy order book. And Indian Railway had been the main customer for the company so far. And we definitely wanted to be in the good books in terms of our production capability and along with our foray into other dimensions of the Indian Railway.
Got it, sir. So will you be planning to win at least 25 to 30% of that tender?
I said little less than 30%, it may be 20 to 25% or whatever, it depends on the quoting. You know there is a quoting process, L1 and all this.
So I said that we will eye at as much as possible because we have enough capacity now to produce.
Got it, got it. And what is the order intake for this quarter?
Around 1500 wagons, 1600 wagons.
Acha, they must be on the private side, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
A few export orders also. Yeah.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a next question from the line of Sandesh from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to ask you two questions. Firstly, on how do you see the order outlook bid pipeline for wagons from Indian Railways and from the private sector for the current year?
So we are all hearing, as you have heard, that there are certain new tenders Indian Railway is coming up with. I have also read whatever the figure, I mean someone has questioned that 40,000 wagon tender is coming. So in addition to that, there is a requirement in the market for private rakes of around, I believe, around 200 rakes order available in the market, which will be scouted by private, various private players. And out of that, we may have, of course, again I said that there are many manufacturers in the market, but in terms of delivery and all these things, we may eye at around overall Indian Railway and private that are 30% stake, near 30% stake of the whole potential. And we are also maybe very hopeful, I mean, for this financial year itself to have around another 300 to 500 wagon orders from export market also.
And sir, which are the main countries which you export to?
We export to basically historically in various African countries. But now we have, of course, certain new opportunities which have come up in European market also. And other than that, we have in US, Australia, and all these things are also with the existing customers.
Yeah, actually, we had a very strong export of our foundry product to the US, and we are our product is considered to be a the demand is ever growing there, and as Sudipto mentioned, that currently we are playing around in our market share is pretty high in the African countries. We also earlier supplied to many European countries also neighboring like Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Right now we see also an uptick in demand from Europe because the Europe is suffering for want of components and wagons because of the dried supply from Ukraine. So that throws up a pretty good opportunity. So these are all our countries of concentration, and we have a separate team looking into the export market.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kaustubh Bubna from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, so I had a couple of questions. Firstly, this 4 to 500 crores which you were talking about in terms of capital raising, what may be used for?
Capital raise.
What would the incremental capital raise which will happen in how much ever time, what will the money be used for?
We got the question. We have requested Hemant to respond to that.
Hi, Kaustubh. Kaustubh, we had got an in-principle approval from our board to raise up to rupees 500 crores in one or more tranches. So we are talking to a few of the financial advisors on this, that what should be the mode of raising the capital. And once we materialize on that, we can definitely come back to you again on what would be the exact quantum and the mode of raising funds.
No. My question is not on the mode of raising funds. My question is, why are you raising these funds? For what will you use these funds for?
Okay. There are primarily three reasons to it. One would be definitely on the working capital requirement for our heavy engineering and steel foundry division. Second would be certain portion would be required for our rail UPC division. Third, that we have certain high cost borrowing which we will want to reduce that. And the fourth is that there would be certain capital expenditure that we were required to do. So the funds would be utilized towards that.
Okay, now my next question is on the demerger of the rail EPC business. If that business is suffering, right, and has, I'm assuming, has a decent portion of debt on it, why are you demerging it? Don't you want to have good financials in that business when you list it, when it lists separately? And is there any plan to, what are your plans in this business? We haven't spoken about it on this call. How do we plan to revive this? Are we looking for investment in that business? Are we looking for external investors in that business? Because, you know, you spoke about restructuring in the last many months and, you know, I just wanted an update on how are you looking at this rail EPC business.
So you're unable to hear you?
Yeah. See, basically the board thought that yes, demerger of our EPC division into two of, initially they thought that demerger or transfer of two EPC division into 100% subsidiary by the way of slump sale. But then our lawyers and consultants advise us that no, demerger would be a better option. So we are going ahead. Board has recommended that yes, we evaluate the proposal and we go ahead. We should go ahead with demerger. We can think of demerger too. The reason is that we have a different management altogether for rail EPC division and for our heavy engineering steel foundry division. So we thought that it would be better that we separate these two companies. Secondly, we need to have a special focus on rail EPC division. So we think that yes, it should be demerged. And further, the policies and the principle of a brick and mortar business cannot be tuned or in line with the rail EPC division. So we thought that demerging this.
Okay, fine. And just last
Bubna, question. I request you to join back the queue, sir.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ankur Agrawal from RC Wealth Solutions. Please go ahead.
Sir, debt kita hai at present books pe?
Sorry, Ankur, you are not audible. If you can repeat your question, please.
Mr. Ankur, please use your handset.
Debt kita hai books pe, madam, sir?
Ankur, you are still not audible. If you can, or I request the moderator if you can put in the question to us.
So he is asking about the debt.
Of the debt. So currently we have a debt long term and the working capital combined together to the tune of 1000 crores, of which around 165 crores is the long term debt and around 830-840 is the working capital debt.
सर okay. So, ये ऑर्डर जो रेलवे का कैंसिल हुआ है कुछ डाउनसाइज हुआ है 14 जून का जो आपने नोटिस इशू करा दिया सी इसका रीजन क्या था
सी अंकुर एक द रेलवे ऑर्डर हैज नॉट बीन कैंसिल्ड सो इट इज द जुडिशियस एंड कॉन्शियस कॉल ऑफ मैनेजमेंट टू सरेंडर दिस ऑर्डर the second tranche of order. Actually, what has happened, we had received an order of 20,000 plus wagon in May 22, which was to be delivered over a period of 39 months in 6 equal tranches. So the company has successfully executed tranche 1. Company is currently executing tranche 3. So what financially suited best the company, so company has taken a judicious call of surrendering tranche 2.
वो रिपीट ऑर्डर आपको मिलेगा या वो खत्म हो गया
नहीं दिस ऑर्डर व्हाट वी हैव सरेंडर इज अ सरेंडर्ड ऑर्डर
जुलाई मंथ में हमने कितने सप्लाई करा है रेलवे को?
कैन यू कम कम अगेन प्लीज?
जुलाई मंथ में हमने कितना ड्रैगन सप्लाई कराया रेलवे को?
वी डिड 476 इन द मंथ ऑफ जुलाई.
एनी प्लान टू रिड्यूस दैट?
रिड्यूस दैट? रिड्यूस?
या टू रिड्यूस दैट.
Why to reduce our production?
Hello.
Yeah, we didn't get you. Why we should reduce our production?
Not production, debt.
Debt, Ankur, I just mentioned that once we have this fund coming in as an additional equity, so fund a certain portion would be utilized towards the reduction of high cost debt.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Hari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. What is this quantity of second tranche we have surrendered, sir? And the second question is regarding, is Bright Power included in this demerger, sir?
Not getting you. Can you please repeat your question?
Mr. Hari, please use your handset mode.
Yes, ma'am. What is the quantity of second tranche we have surrendered now? Quantity of second tranche we have surrendered?
3, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, okay. And is the Bright Power included in this demerger, sir? Bright Power is included in demerger, sir?
Yeah, Bright Power forms a part of our rail EPC segment. So Bright Power and Kalindi both would be demerged.
Okay, and the last question is like we are expected to ramp up every quarter the turnover, but the first quarter is turnover is less than the previous year fourth quarter. Like we are expected to be ramping it up. Like any specific reason, sir, for not reaching the turnover?
In terms of the, I mean, you are talking from the last quarter to the previous quarter, so there were certain challenges in terms of the. Some design and brake system issues. So, I mean, all over the country there were certain issues of supply of one of the company. So, which led to a disruption in the supply chain for brake system for freight rolling stock.
The problem has been solved, sir?
Pardon?
Is the problem solved now, sir?
Yeah, it is sorted out now.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we request you to ask only two questions. Participants with follow-up questions, please limit yourself to one question. We'll take a question from the line of Harshvardhan Pisar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations to the Texmaco team. Sir, I have a question. We are expecting a 10,000 order wagon from the coming 40,000 order tender. So, what if it materializes, what will be the execution period of that order?
Harsh, just a correction over here. We never said that we would be expecting an order of 10,000. Order, the tender what we expect is for 40,000 and our share generally is between 20-25%. So if we extrapolate the number, the amount, the number comes to 10,000. So in case the number is 10,000, we would be happy to accept this order in our domain.
Yeah, actually I wanted to add to Hemant is that it will be a manageable decision of how much order to take, at what price, because as you know that we have lots of demand. So we obviously would like to go for those wagons or those units which will give us better margin. So this is a very premature right now to talk how many numbers of orders that will come to us.
Okay, but what will be the execution period for that order? Means 12 months, 18 months, if it passes through?
We have no idea. We are depending and we are making all our statements based on hearsay. So it will be not correct to state any specific numbers or time period for supply because the order, because the tender is not yet out.
Okay, and one last question, sir. Let's say if in next 18 months our railway floats another tender, would we require another fundraise to take in that order? If in next 18 months, after this order also one railway comes with another tender?
No, not required.
The raising fund was related to...
Okay. That's my question. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Request you to restrict to one question, sir.
Sir, I just want to understand capacity utilization on the steel foundry business side.
Steel foundry, whatever we are planning as on today, we are almost having more than 85% utilization, and we are investing further capex, and our production will further go up in next 3 months' time. And also the company has further plans in and around the steel foundry, which maybe in the coming days we'll be able to let you know.
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Sandesh from HSBC. Request you to ask only one question, sir.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand how is the margin profile for your wagon business for both Indian Railways and private? And is the understanding correct that private sector is slightly more better in terms of margins for the wagons?
You see, it's very difficult to, I think you've asked a very difficult question. So I don't want to say margin in quantified term because that's not correct. But I must tell you that yes, the margin, as you know, it's not a very big brainer, that the margin will depend on the price of the wagons. And the private wagons, normally we get at a higher price, so obviously the margin will be superior.
Okay, sir. And sir, any standard, like is it 1 or 2% higher based on your historical experience? Any ballpark that it is usually 1 or 2% higher, or if you can mention that, that would be helpful. Thank you, sir.
Depends on the price.
It depends on the price and of course the requirement specific to product. So it's very difficult to define that how much percentage. But we are hopeful to keep better margins in terms of our improved efficiency and, of course, our capability enhancement, capacity enhancement.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the last three questions for the day. We have a follow-up from Kaustubh Bubna from BMSPL Capital. Please restrict yourself to one question.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question again. So basically, in the last, since October, whenever we got the first railway tender from the Indian Railways, since then, and now including this expected 40 to 50,000 wagon order, that would total about 140,000 wagons ordered in the last one and a half years, right? So I wanted to understand, what is the total amount of wagons that Texmaco expects the railway industry to get under the national rail plan until 2030 or whenever that is, so that we could kind of understand what is the order potential for these wagons for the next 3 to 5 years or more?
You should be able to answer because this is for 3 years.
So it's a very, very thoughtful question, but as I said and as all of us have mentioned that we see a continuity of the current thing at least in the coming 4 to 5 years, if not more, because we are equally excited the way you are, and But we can assure you that we are capable to deliver and meet with the requirement.
Yeah, we have prepared ourselves and prepared even more to take any high load.
Is there any way you could give some sort of inclination as to what that number could be? I mean, is it another 2 to 3 lakh wagons? What is it? Is it possible?
Sir,
sir, it's very difficult for us to predict something. But as you know, I mean, all of us know that railway, this government's focus to strengthen the infrastructure and with all these plans, still I believe the things are evolving. And we are part of the journey. We can only introspect and make ourselves ready to cater to, but going to a definite number is, predicting a definite number is, we are not the right qualified person.
Yeah, actually this is going to be a speculation, which we should avoid. So, but as Sudipto has said, that the first 90,000 or whatever the wagons were ordered for, that was for a period of 3 years. So the hearsay is that there will be more orders flowing in. So I don't know how long, what will be the requirement for their supply, but you yourself can make your own calculation based on the railway want a very high percentage of hauling by themselves, and they want to go up their market share by I think 15% or so in a span of 4 to 5 years. So I think he would be able to do a better calculation than us.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks for the reply.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Hari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
The turnover of this ETC is very low compared to capital employed. Sir, can you throw some light on that, sir?
ETC?
I would request Mr. Vijay, EPC turnover. Mr. Vijay is here, and so far he has been silent. So I thought he should speak up and spend some energy.
Thank you, Mr. Mukherjee, for being kind. Basically, in the EPC business, as we earlier explained to you also, we have two wings. One, basically, which is known as Kalindi Division. The other one, which is known as the Bright Power Division. As far as the Bright Power Division is concerned, we are constantly progressing and progressing well. Our targets for Bright Power is in the near future to go more than double. It is, and we are working on that direction. The orders, we have opened a new era of the orders, basically targeting the export market. So first time in the EPC business, other than the Kalindi, we are also getting export orders in Bright Power Division. As far as the Kalindi Division, we have earlier also informed the investors that it's a basically considered view and decision taken by the company, not small or large, rail layout businesses, which is one of the focus areas which Kalindi used to do earlier. Basic reason being this thing, this involves a lot of capital to be deployed over there, and we get stuck for no fault of ours because there are so many other agencies also involved, including the people who are doing the earthwork and people who are doing the river bridges and all. So this is the area where we really want to come out of this and do only limited jobs, which is a smaller area and the developed area. Apart from that, the other areas of focus which we are doing on our strength area are signaling, last left track and AFS. Now, all these three areas, we are doing well. We are booking good orders also. But since we are not doing much on the track linking on the ground, so that is about volume-wise, we are getting a little lower of that. But it is not going to impact the company's performance as per the margin bottom lines are concerned, because that is a low-margin business where we would not like to focus. Rather, we will put our resources once the capital is available into the businesses where the markets are better and we can really do a better performance. So it's a condition which we have at present, at this moment of time is there. But yes, you will find that both the LPG divisions will be doing much better in the coming period. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a last question for the day from Harshavardhan Pisar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I had a follow-up question to my previous question. If railways floats another wagon order in next 2 years, do we have capacity for to take in that order, or would we require a fundraise then after a year or so? After, let's say, we get this 20-25% orders of this 40,000 wagon, after this, if incremental order comes in, do we have capacities for that?
There are two parts of your question as we have understood. In terms of the production capacity, of course, the way things are planned and have shaped, so normally orders are remains in a continuation and to be delivered for a period of time. So we do not find any challenge because we are into the business of making wagons only. So we expect and we hope that your words become true and more orders we gain. So then our endeavor will be fulfilled. And in terms of raising fund to manufacture wagon, so the raising fund for manufacturing wagon, it may be a too immature to tell that what are going to happen after 3-4 years. But the way the plan has been made to execute and for growth of the company in all the trajectories, so we feel that we'll be able to earn also.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Actually, I'm covering this railway sector since the last 2 years. I do think that many more orders government might flow next year as well.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is Naveen Agarwal from SKP Securities. I'd now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee for his closing remarks.
It's been a pleasure last 1 hour talking to our good well-wishers. And I must say that we are looking to a brighter future and we expect that we will deliver through our organization. We have also stepped up the organization and we are looking at various measures of capacity improvement, cost reduction, and also new areas to move into. One of them I have already stressed upon on the component business, I think, which is going to be a very good business for us. Mr. Vijay has already mentioned that we are trying to consolidate some part of our to consolidate the business in some part of our EPC, and some portion like the electrification has thrown up tremendous opportunities. We want to cash on them, but we don't want to go gung-ho to do everything like a wall-to-wall carpet. We are choosing where to go, which will fits into our future strategy and vision, and what will make us to make good money. So it's a very well-structured strategy which we are following, and with the good wishes of all of you and something very unforeseen striking us, I think we are in the right path right now. So I would like to thank all of you for your participation and wish you all the best for this till we meet again 3 months from now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.